Hello, I'm Lewis Foster from the Manx Radio Newsroom. Thank you for choosing this edition of Newscast. Now, earlier this week, we heard how a shop in the south of the island is to stop selling newspapers and magazines due to the increase in online readership. Torden Stores said the increase in customers switching to online, along with rising costs and the number of days the papers don't arrive on island, has made selling the items untenable. It will stop stocking them this weekend. Well, off the back of this, we wondered what the public thought, so I went down to Strand Street in Douglas with a microphone to find out.
So we've heard there's a shop in Port St Mary basically said it's not supplying newspapers or magazines, physical media anymore. Do you still buy newspapers?
No.
Do you buy magazines, anything like that?
No.
Did you ever used to?
Yeah.
What did you get?
So I used to get newspapers, used to get magazines as well, just like, you know, chat magazines or whatever gossipy ones, but I just do it all online now.
Yeah. Do you remember the last time you bought one?
Oh, years ago.
Yeah. It's got to be some time, hasn't it? Me personally as well. What about you?
I like the courier still comes around. That's free, isn't it? So buying, no.
Yeah.
But I enjoy that. And then you can clean your windows with it afterwards. It's great.
It's great.
So you get everything online now, is it?
Yeah.
What do you follow online?
Isle of Man Today, that just comes through. It's just through the algorithm, I think, on Facebook. It just pops up most days. Yeah. So you get Manx Radio, obviously, as well. We see that on the algorithm, yeah.
Appreciate the shout out. And, so would anything attract you back to physical media, do you think?
No, I think the only time I do buy books, so I would take a physical book on holiday, but other than that,
you don't have a Kindle.
No, just on my phone.
Yeah. So I suppose we can understand, can you, why a newsagent wouldn't supply newspapers anymore?
Yeah, because there must be a big cost involved of printing and online. If most people are doing that, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. What do you think?
Same.
Yeah,
if it's not cost effective, then I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm. Do you still buy newspapers?
I don't buy newspapers, no.
Magazines?
No, not really, no.
Did you ever used to?
Yes, I used to.
Yeah,
I used to always get like the Examiner and things like that. I just don't anymore.
No. Is it all online now?
Yeah, if I'm local news, I'll listen to the radio, or if it's anything else, I'll telly, really. Yeah.
Do you think anything could ever bring you back to physical media?
Not really, no.
It's had its day.
It's definitely had its day because you get filthy with it as well.
Yeah. You don't buy newspapers?
No. Why? Only rely on the free paper.
On the courier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even get delivered anymore.
Yeah.
So whereabouts
do you live?
Douglas.
So how do you get your news, information, that kind of thing?
Phones?
Yes.
Yeah.
All online?
All online, yes.
Do you remember the last time you bought a physical paper or a magazine or anything like that?
I buy an odd magazine. I like the TV book.
Yeah, Radio Times, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah. But, and why do you still buy that? Is it just...
I don't know. Even my son says, what are you buying that for, Mum? You can get it all online. It's just habit. I like to read about the soaps.
Exactly. Can't get that online, can you?
No.
So you don't buy any physical media like that anymore?
No, I don't. No, not for a long time.
Can you remember the last time?
It's got to be at least 10 years, I think, yeah.
And is it just all online for you now?
It is, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Can you blame the business for turning away from physical media like that?
Not really, to be honest, because most people are getting their information online now, aren't they?
Yeah. There have been a few comments, people saying, well, what about those who aren't online, who rely on the papers or, you know, like the person on the paper round to come and deliver their news? Do you think they should have kept going for that?
There is an argument to be made for that, yes, definitely, because there are some people that are not internet savvy, that's for sure, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Do you think anything would ever take you back to physical media?
Not now, no. It's too convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you buy one newspaper, you can probably read five on your phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's so much choice online, you know. You're limited, when you go in a shop for newspapers or magazines, you're limited by the range.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it's unlimited online, isn't it, really?
We've heard about some news agents just stopping supplying them. They say everything's online now, no one's buying them. But you still like the physical?
Yeah, I think I do as well. I think a lot of my friends still like do a lot of sports and that over here, so we still buy the Manx papers, you know, so you can sort of see them and photos and keep up to date with them and stuff like that. So
it's hard to make a scrapbook out of a Facebook post, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think that's it as well, isn't it? I think they still hold memories. You can cut them out and stuff. Remember, like you used to, and sort of like when you were a child. Do you know what I mean? I done Ramsey half marathon, so we bought a couple of because I was in the photo. photo and stuff, so it was like,
yeah,
still it's memories to hold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's longevity,
you can't
isn't
keep
it?
On a phone as such.
I'm a hairdresser, so we have loads of magazines, the salon order them, and it's a relaxation for the clients. They actually nice to sit and look at, yeah, a magazine rather than on their phone all the time, I suppose.
I suppose for some people that's probably the only time they're interacting with.
The time they can come, switch off, they know they don't have to do anything, they can sit and relax, read gossip, crossword, whatever. Yeah, that is the one good thing, yeah, I suppose.
So there's still a space for them in this day and age, isn't it?
I'd say so, yeah, I think. But I think with the sort of younger kids in school and that now, I don't think newspapers will be a thing or magazines or such, you know what I mean? Like, as much as probably when we were kids, they were a major part in our lives when we were kids.
I was gutted when the NME went digital.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, even like the WWE magazines and that, you get the wrestlers and that.
Posters, that's what it was all about. Yeah.
That was what it was all about, wasn't it?
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.